Aim Liddy the Pod, the podcast. First off, I walked to the store. Someone said, "What's up?" I ignored him. I kept it moving. I told you, I'm not letting people in my life too easy. If I don't know you, don't speak to me. A good morning is fine. A good afternoon is fine. I would accept that. But you have to keep it moving. You can't let people in your life to know your business. Because they will bash you and they won't even look at you the same. They'll say, "You a celebrity? What do you do that acquires you being a celebrity?" You see what I'm saying? What do you exactly do? I don't see nothing that you do. That's because you let people into your business. You let people in your life too easy. Why can it just be I'm a person of significance? I'm a person who made an impact at once. I'm a person who has a net worth of 4.5 mil. I'm a person who can walk into any apartment complex and rent out an apartment and do 2 to 3 year lease. I'm that person. People don't like to hear that. People don't like to hear that, y'all. They want to down you. They're looking for the fall. They're looking for the say, he's not who he say he is. He's not. I know everything he does. He sits around. He needs to find a job. Everybody wants you to find a job. You know why? Because you're doing something way more that's succeeding. It might be painful. It might be extremely hard to go through, walk through. But it's a bigger impact. And that's what they can't take. So they want you to settle down and find a job. Nothing wrong with finding a job. Nothing wrong with earning money. But I'm trying to achieve way more than that. I'm trying to get a BET VMAs award. I speak for me. So what do I have to do to get that? I got to make an impact. I got to stand out. I got to be the first at something. I got to make history. They don't want you to do that, people. They don't want you to do that. They want you to go to the club. They want you to find a job. If I'm somebody of a significance, I can't make a bigger impact? If they telling me I can do this, why not do it? And there's nothing wrong with working. I worked for majority of my life. I had different jobs until people came into my life and threw me off path. So I had a lot of broke days. When the enemy see you making money, whatever kind, whatever you're doing, he throws you off. He makes you late for that job. He puts you in a position where it corrupts one another around you. So now you're losing the position you once applied and was desiring. You lose it. And it puts you at rock bottom. So what do? You attack the source that's making you broke. That's what I did. I attacked the source that was stopping me from achieving, that was stopping me from earning, that was stopping me from working, that was stopping me from absorbing, that was stopping me from learning, that was stopping me from bettering myself. I fought against that. Yes, it was painful. It's something I had to walk through. I did make mistakes. I'm not perfect. I also apologize for those mistakes that I made. Would I make the same mistakes? No. Because you may suffer the repercussion. I have to accept there's people that like me. And I also have to accept there's people that don't like me. Why? Because I'm achieving. But I know a place and environment where people would accept me. And I can't wait to get there. There's a woman out there that would love to have me. There's also a woman out there that's jealous. Because of who I am. That watches me, that wants to corrupt my life. You have to accept both, people. This is the game we play, life. And this goes for everyone, not just me. See, the enemy didn't know I was that strong, that I can endure. Now I'm at the library teaching myself, bettering myself. Every day I try to get a book or two and leave. Try to learn, try to read, try to absorb, try to be different, stand out than the rest of my surroundings, environment, people, associates, friends, whatever you may call them. Some are at work working. Some are fighting a good fight. Some are learning. Use your time. My downfall is that I can't remember everything that I read. But I remember at that point when I read it. I remember reading about something, righteousness, succeeding. And that's all I can speak on it. The righteous are winning. The wicked will reap what they sow. Now I wake up to a lot of stress. My mom, she's stressing me. I'm not too long for moving out, just to let you know, but I don't want to speak on that. It's a lot of stress, chaos, yelling. You can't do this. You're wasting your time. A lot of what if, so to say, of speaking towards me. This is gone. I wake up, leave the house every day for a peaceful mind. Just to have peace and silence. But I'm not going to elaborate on that. Not going to describe the situations. Not going to tune in on that type of behavior and what I go through personally. Because that's none of no one's business. But some of you can see my income. Oh yeah, I know. Some of you see that I can move out at any point given time. Some of you see that. Some of you see that I'm winning. Some of you see me short at the store, don't have enough to buy nothing. But you know I have income. You know I'm somebody. I had served and I fought the good fight. Everything was on the line. How I get treated, it doesn't matter. I don't care for it. I just rise and be thankful. To be thankful someone can irritate me. To be thankful I can look at a house. Just look at it. To desire to move and get my own one day. I'm actually appreciative that the jobs that I had did hire me. Some of them still want to hire me back. But I'm not going to speak on that. Because they know some of the problems that I went through wasn't my fault. It was a situation I fought against that I handled. That I got it straightened. So this time there should be no excuse. Because now we know what the problem is. Now we know he's not lazy. He would work. But this are the things that's going on with him to prevent him. These are the things that's going with his mind to work the morning shift. People have been